For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Oversight of church finances. Those of us who serve as pastors in the apostolic faith have a great privilege, but also a great responsibility. As stewards of God and representatives of this organization, we are charged with overseeing the fiscal affairs of our local church. Our financial system is built on trust. The congregations we serve have confidence that we are dealing with monetary issues in a meticulous and circumspect way, and operating in a manner consistent with the guidelines and expectations of the organization. We have a solemn obligation to do so. As the primary financial officer of our local congregation, we will have oversight over several functions, including the following: preparing or modifying the annual church budget, handling of tithes and offerings, making disbursements or payment for church bills and expenses, performing or overseeing bookkeeping and record-keeping functions, sending a monthly financial report to headquarters, filing required federal and state tax forms or delegating tax preparation to an accountant, monitoring the cash flow of the church and disbursing funds for special projects, acquiring vehicles or real property for the church, and providing headquarters with any requested financial information. Whether our church is large, small, or any size in between, we should base financial management of our local church on the instructions summarized in the following areas. Annual church budget. We should put together our annual church budget with long-term goals and a strategic plan in mind, and with appropriate consideration given to projected expenses over the next several years. The budget should be based on the prior 3 years' usable income and be developed with the goal of building up and maintaining a cash reserve equal to at least 12 months of our church's average income. We will also want to start setting aside funds for known upcoming repairs, purchases, and expenditures on the church, parsonage, or church vehicles. Our actual budget performance should be monitored on a monthly basis. Tithes and offerings. The Word of God teaches that the work of the Lord is to be supported financially through tithes and freewill offerings. As pastors, we have a responsibility to preach occasionally on these subjects, as they are a command of God to His people, and we know that blessings accrue to those who obey Him. In the apostolic faith organizations, we do not make solicitations of the public, nor are collections taken in any of the services. God is well able to provide for the furtherance of the gospel, and does not need our promotional abilities to improve the financial outlook of the church. Our manner of collecting offerings is to provide boxes in each of our churches where tithes and offerings may be placed. Gathering and depositing to the church account what is placed in those boxes is one of our duties as pastor. If we are temporarily away from our local church for any reason, we should assign that task to another minister or trusted church elder. The payment of tithes and offerings is strictly between the individual and God. If a person desires to give something toward the work of the Lord, God will bless that one for doing so, but such gifts are not presented or acknowledged at a public meeting. We must never publicly or privately reprimand a person for non-payment of tithes, nor for failure to make an offering. Offerings that are designated for a particular use should be used for that purpose. Missionary offerings should be sent through headquarters for coordination purposes rather than directly to the recipient. Most Apostolic Faith branch churches in the United States send headquarters 10% of the tithes money that they receive. These funds help defray the cost of the publication work and other organizational efforts. Branch churches also make offerings from time to time when doing so is feasible for them financially. Disbursements. The tithes and offerings, along with any other funds that are received, should be deposited in a church account in a reputable bank. These accounts are to be set up in the name of the Apostolic Faith Church. Disbursements such as rent or loan payments on church property, church utility bills, furnishings or equipment for the church, and repairs to the facilities will be made from this account. If the church is financially able to support a pastor, disbursements may also include pastoral compensation, rental or purchase payments on the parsonage, church vehicle, and/or utility bills for the parsonage. We should make sure that all bills are paid in a timely manner, as not doing so would be a poor reflection on the church. Each congregation is expected to be self-supporting. With accountability in mind, it is organizational policy for every check drawn on church accounts to require two signatures. In most cases, this will be our signature as the pastor and that of one other minister or trusted church elder. It is best if the second signer is not a relative, though in a small congregation this may be unavoidable. The second signer should see the filled-out check before signing it. We should not ask anyone to sign blank checks. The superintendent general or district superintendent may also be authorized on the bank files as a third signer in case of emergency or the decease of one of the signers. Bookkeeping and record keeping. As branch church pastors, we are accountable to our headquarters. Our congregations rely on the fact that headquarters is aware of the finances at each location. That is to our advantage as pastors, for if questions pertaining to fiscal management ever arise, our organization headquarters will be able to verify that matters have been handled according to established procedure. This system unifies us in that we are not only one in doctrine, but we are also one in mode of operation. We should train ourselves to make records with the thought in mind that a third party will examine them at some point. This means being clear and consistent in our notation method and making sure that all entries are complete and accurate. We want to remember that if the Lord tarries, we will not be the only pastor of our current congregation. It should be our goal to leave the pastor who follows us with a sound, well-documented foundation. Computer reporting is not mandatory, but if we choose to use that method, we will want to check with headquarters to see what software is recommended. Financial reports. Pastors in the United States are asked to submit financial reports to headquarters on a monthly basis. The report should provide details of income, such as tithes, mission offerings, and other receipts, and expenses, disbursements for purchases, church building expenses such as utilities, pastor and parsonage expenses, and so forth. A signed account should cover all recurring expenses and most non-recurring expenses. Miscellaneous and other expenses must be kept to a minimum, as this is the first place where accountants or auditors look for impropriety. Anything recorded in that category must be properly explained and documented. Reports should be submitted in a timely manner within 30 days of the end of each month. The report should provide enough detail to be useful in making decisions, but not so detailed as to be cumbersome. Basically, each monthly report should offer a snapshot view of our church's current financial situation. This report assists the headquarters operation in understanding the needs of each local body. It is also required for insurance purposes and for the sake of accountability. Provision for special needs. Where a construction or church project necessitates that a specific amount must be guaranteed ahead of time, occasionally pledges have been taken from those who voluntarily desire to give them. This is a means of knowing how much will be available to spend on the specific project, rather than an attempt to solicit funding. Some congregations have pledged amounts to be used for missionary activities, support of a full-time gospel worker, or other specific needs that are ongoing in nature. In conclusion, there are many benefits to maintaining a uniform method of handling finances. A standard approach makes the training of new pastors easier. It also facilitates communication between pastors about financial issues and makes pastoral transition to a new location go smoothly. The history of the apostolic faith work clearly demonstrates the fact that God's blessing has been upon the methods employed. The volume of work that is accomplished annually without mention of money or financial needs substantiates that God provides for His work and His people. Counsel for Ministers. At times, there will be more requests for funds in the local church than there are resources available. Leaders in various departments may suggest projects or expenditures they feel should be funded by the church, and in a desire to support the workers and give them what they need in their respective areas, we may be tempted to promise more than should be delivered. Be careful not to make hasty decisions regarding proposed expenses. Spend time observing, asking questions, and evaluating priorities before making any major commitment of funds. We want to avoid making financial decisions that would hold our successors hostage.